Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Divine Embodiment Podcast. And today we're going to talk about Gate 28. I refer to this gate as the purposeful darkness. It's like you like to face the darkness on purpose. This is in the tropical sign of Scorpio, which kind of makes sense. It's in the Vedic sign of Libra, and it lives within the Swati nakshatra. So in human design, this gate is called the gate of the game player, likes to play the game of life. And it's located in the spleen, connecting with gate 38 towards the root. Gate 38 is the gate of the fighter. And this gate is about embracing the dark side in the gene keys. That's what it's called. So the shadow is purposelessness. That is about feeling lost with no direction, feeling consumed by fear. You can't find meaning in life's challenges, so therefore you feel like you have no purpose. In the gift, it is totality, and that is the realization that all things in life play a role in leading us to our purpose. And the highest state of frequency, the Siddhic state, is immortality, and that is the ultimate understanding of the immortal soul, transcending the fear of death and recognizing the eternal spirit within all of us. It's like transcending the need to find purpose. You just understand that you're immortal. You're no longer afraid of death. And you understand that we are all eternal. So you're always meeting your shadows with courage and resilience. You're always transforming fears into wisdom and understanding. And you're constantly challenging yourself. And you're fully engaging with life, seeking depth and meaning in life's mysteries. So you literally will try new things just to learn from that. It's a very line 3 energy, but it's all about the struggle of finding purpose in life, forcing us to play the game of life and finding value in tough experiences. So we're not afraid to play the game of life. We know that life has its ups and downs, its challenges, its struggles. And we're not afraid to face those struggles with Gate 28 active, right? You know, of course, it's about engaging deeply with the challenges that present themselves in our lives and then finding the answers that are unanswered through those challenges, learning from our challenges and struggles, and finding depth, learning from those struggles and challenges to find purpose, to find deeper meaning. What does this mean? It's also about finding wisdom, resilience, and transformation, which leads to a more meaningful experience. Because if you can grow through it, then there is a reason, there is a meaning behind what you go through. So in the shadow, you can either feel hollow. This is where you feel like life has no real purpose, and you feel like there's nothing juicy or it lacks depth. You know, you try to appear happy, but deeply feel like something's missing. You're deeply unfulfilled. And you show up as being happy, but really you're a hollow shell because you're lacking that depth that you're searching for. Or you can be a gambler of life where you're constantly taking risks, where you get addicted and you turn your fear into some kind of activity or risk, which becomes a pattern, and you become a gambler with life. You put yourself in situations you probably shouldn't be in, dangerous situations even. You don't have the discernment to know what you should and should not act on. You just completely gamble. You know, you're playing Russian roulette with your life in the shadow. And you don't stop to find the meaning or the purpose in your actions. You just continuously take risks. So you either fear death or you throw yourself into it, depending on how the shadow shows up in you, whether it's repressive or reactive in your nature. But in the gift frequency, you have the courage to face the darkness. You know how to manage what risks are worth actually learning from. And you find deep wisdom in life's meaning through examining and reflecting on the challenges that you face. You transform through your struggles and you use them as opportunities for growth. You are resilient and you trust life's mysteries. And let's go back to totality and what that means. You understand that all things play a role in life. And through the experiences that you struggle through, you are able to find deeper meaning and your purpose through those struggles. And you're no longer afraid of death because you understand that your soul is eternal. You understand that you don't necessarily die, just your body does. And you no longer fear death. I went through that just not too long ago because I felt like the only fear that I ever had was death. Now, I don't have gate 28 defined, but I do have gate 38. So I'm always seeking someone with this gate defined so that I can find purpose and meaning through the struggles and challenges that I go through. I have to find something that's worth fighting for, right? With the gate 38. But this really does remind me, this is very Scorpio energy. But it's also Libra energy because it does find the balance. It has to find the balance between what's worth taking the risk for so that you can learn from those opportunities, those moments of struggle, and what is not. It's very important to be discerning so that you don't get caught up in the shadow of being a gambler. And that you're not risking your life. You're not gambling with life. You know what's good for you, what situations you could actually learn from, and which ones probably are better off not going through. But you do face those struggles with courage in your gift. You're not afraid of the dark. You're not afraid of what could come up because you understand that those are only undercover blessings and life lessons to help you further discover your purpose and to find the meaning of it all. And ultimately to come back to the truth that you are an eternal soul and that this is just one lifetime. And then you don't need to find purpose or meaning. You no longer have the urge to find that because you understand that life is truly just a game, and we are the game players in it. So here are some contemplative prompts for you. What meanings, lessons, and blessings have you learned from your challenges? How can you confront your deepest fears and find meaning and growth from them? And what does it look like for you to take conscious risks? Conscious risks. What does that look like for you? You know, I love learning from a lot of the mistakes that I've made in the past. I love learning to see things, especially my shadow aspects, from a higher perspective a more universal perspective, from a perspective of love, and from a perspective of what can I learn from this? What did I learn from this situation that I went through? How can I take the struggle that I've experienced and grow from it? That's what this gate is all about. And here are some tips to further help you embody your gift. Embrace your fears. Face them head on with courage. And know that any struggle or challenge that you go through, anything that is causing you fear, is only there to help you grow and learn and transcend beyond where you are now. Also, to savor life fully, to take it all in, to really live life. Don't allow yourself to get hollow and unfulfilled. Look for the purpose and meaning in things. Savor life fully. And last but not least, seek wisdom in your challenges. That's what they're there for. We didn't choose to come and incarnate into this third dimensional realm so that we could have challenges and not learn from them. We chose to struggle so that our soul could ultimately expand. That's what this realm is all about. It's about learning faster through challenge, through pain, through trauma. We don't always understand why we experience things. But usually when we look back on a situation, we can find that somehow it blessed us in some way, or it shifted us into a more positive timeline, or it changed us in a way that we actually appreciate. So I ask you, as I close out Gate 28, to find the hidden blessings and the undercover lessons that are within the challenges and struggles that you face. I love you so much. Until next time.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.